Kuftamach Gimel, the first of the shittas in the Rishonim about what Betochen is, the shittas about the Yonah and the Chavis HaLavavis. The Betochen is that if you know and you believe that everything's coming from Hashem, and you're completely in touch with it, then whatever you ask for, you'll get. Afilu Rasha, Botach Hashem, Rasha, Tzatzin Hashem, Chesed Yisavaveni, you'll have access to getting all these questions answered. Do whatever you want. So I'm not saying we understand this, but that is the first of the shittas. Okay, let's look at the second one. Shita Beis, Gam im lo kabel es mishalaisai, ani yodea ki adovel et tovasi. The second shita is, even if I don't get what I ask for, but I still know that everything I've got is for my good. Somehow means that the first shita means if I ask and I don't get, so there's a problem. If I ask for something and I don't get it, there's a problem there. You have to go back to the cheshvar nefesh. Why didn't you get what you asked for? Because if you ask for it, Hashem forgive it to you. At least they're not lighting their cigarettes when they come in here. Hey, did you notice that? There's not much improvement from the first time we looked at it.
There's a haberdasher in the closet.
Haberdasher in the closet? What is the tap fund?
No, they sell like shirts and stuff.
So they put a tap fund. The tap fund gets the profits of that. You know, a lot of different creative ways to make money for tap funds besides crawling up banisters and with those drain pipes and breaking into people's apartments and whatnot there. Whatever I'm talking about, other ways of doing. Sorry? Was it ever not Mutter? In the name of religion, you can do anything. So let's see the second shita. Hashita Shnia, Hishita's Rashi. Ruvele will be a pasuk, Tomin Tia Em Hashem Lokecha. This is the shita of Rashi. Are you okay? Who hit you?
Where?
I don't know, your eye looks.
Oh,
sure, it looks like your wife did something. It's a Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecho. Lefi Shitazu Betochen Pirushay. What's Betochen according to this chat of Rashi that we saw earlier? Yedir Kai. Ha'iruim ha'boim ala adam, the events that happen to a person, kulam haim miyad Hashem yisparach. They are from Hashem. Whatever happens, not necessarily that it fits in with my wishes, but whatever happens, even those which are against my wishes, they all come from Hashem. And that was the Rashi, Mashiyevo alecha kibul b'tmimus. Whatever comes upon you, you accept the tmimus, because you know it's from Hashem. Kloima. Hashalva nichnesas b'leiv ha'adam mikoyach betochen zu, the tranquility, the I like that word, visions of visions are sort of like paradise islands and whatever. That's really not where we headed. Yeshuvadas, yeah, shalva. Shalva means tranquility. What can I do? Let's look at a better English word. Hanichnesas b'leiv ha'adam, that enters into the heart of a person from the power of this betochen. It comes as a result of even if something bad, so to speak, will come from Hashem. Nevertheless, it's all for the good. That's the tranquility, the yeshiva das that comes from this betochen, is that even if something in our eyes looks very bad, but the tranquility comes from knowing that this is all for Hashem and this is for the good. You understand? Well, that's a very high level. If they're able to look at a Holocaust with complete tranquility and calmness and know that that was for the good. I mean, you understand, that we're talking, that takes quite a, that takes, not talking about us 60 years later who are sort of like, you know, detached from it and saying, yeah, come to the Torah, we can see, even though if you feel uncomfortable, good, you should feel uncomfortable at first. If you don't feel uncomfortable, I think that's probably a sign of total lack of feelings, not a level of the tochen. If anybody sitting here feels very tranquil and, you know, menuchadik about the Holocaust, it's not because you're a big Baal B'tochen. It came down because you're a behemah. I mean, it's not because it's not from B'tochen. But you're talking about somebody who's in the Holocaust, who's in Auschwitz, and he's completely good and calm because he knows that's some level. So Stavros spoke about it, about his father, his uncle, whatever, the way they dealt with the Holocaust. That's why he turned out the way he did. Because he saw how his uncles reacted to the Gestapo and whatever, with smiles on their faces. He told us once, I mean, I should remember clearly, he was a little kid, they were in Gestapo headquarters. his uncle had been arrested, and they'd go on there to try and see him, get him out or whatever. And the mamas, they were beating him, violently beating him, and he turned around and he looked at him and gave him a big smile. Yeah, I understand that. That's something. He said, I'll never forget. He was a big smile, he called him. Yeah, like completely happy, you know. It's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That's Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That's Rabbi Akiva we talk about. So I'm saying it's one thing to talk, but that's a very high level of betochen. Don't think that it's, yeah, you know, whatever, everything that happens is good. But we can, in our own lives, we can find ways of doing it. You don't take the big thing, you take the little thing, you know, so whatever. There was no milk this morning. It's a big mistake, I think. Coming for coffee, there's no milk. That happened today, I'm saying. There was a surprise, you know. I didn't wear, you know. I lost my cool 3 times before I started thinking, hold on a second, Hashem doesn't want you to have more, so I'm just a tiger or whatever, but it took me a while to recoup. What is my shit? Well, you think you're God?
Take a bowl of cereal.
God didn't want me to have more, you couldn't take responsibility for that. Who do you think you are? Anyway, no. So, that's what I'm saying. It's not easy for us to regroup from not having malt in your coffee. As, you know, we are talking about. But, yeah, anyway, for Yoytami Kach, more than this, let's go a little bit further. Ain't the betochen ze haftocha shemimale is kol asher shol adam. There's no a trust, and there's no promise that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to answer and give us what we want. Shel hefuch, on the opposite. Meichen yedah adam ma beemes teiva for it. Because how does the person know what's good for him? We don't know what's good for us. We don't know where we're coming from. We don't know where we're going to. We don't know what we need. We don't know what we need for the journey. So we don't know what's good for us. So how do we know what's good for us? So there's two levels here. The first level is that whatever happens comes from Hashem, it's good. And the second level is that I understand that not everything I ask for is going to get answered because it may not be for my good. So it's not about asking for what I think is good for me, but the understanding is that if it's not good for me, don't give it to me. And you don't even need that because he's not going to give it to you. It's like a loving father. He'll give you... If you use the moshel of the father here, the first moshel is very difficult to understand. But the first level of the talk of the moshel of the father is very difficult to understand. It's bothering me a lot. Your six-year-old comes and he wants the keys of the car. And he's a loving, dedicated son and he knows you, his father, and he's completely together, whatever. Yeah, you give him the keys to the car? Let's see, it's insane.
6 years old?
6 years old. Okay, comes in, he asks for the keys to the car. There's a good kid! 16-year-old. 16-year-old, they don't have a choice, they don't ask. They hot wire. Okay? but
true.
but I'm just saying, it's not so possible to see the muscle there. How you just got everything to ask for, you give them just because there's got to be more going on there.
The weakness of the fact is that your senior person always knows what's good for
themselves. No, even if it's not good for him, he's going to get it.
No, that's the problem of the first
year. The first is that Hashem's going to give you something even if it's not good for you. I don't understand. I'm saying, right. Use the mosque of the father, the loving father. The kid wants tear gas canister to smoke. Are you going to give it to him? I mean,
well, we want things that are bad for us.
And
Hashem gives it to us.
It's not so possible.
If we want to do a
bear,
then it's available.
Oh, so that's the way. How do you understand? That's good. That's good. That's because there's the chira. Yeah, we're not talking about that. There's the chira. Yeah, we're talking about I'm begging Hashem to give me $1 million so that I can go waste my life somewhere or whatever.
We know if we're at the point where we're going
to bear. And he has to give it to me. I don't know. Let's follow through and see where this goes. It's not possible. That's why Batochen is a very difficult figure. Not a dogma. Let's look at an example. Adam, Choich Bonim, Boteach Hashem b'kol liboy, ki yom v'yom v'akodesh Baruch Hu yafkideu b'pekudos Yeshua v'rachamim. Adam, Choich Bonim. Adam, Choich Bonim. Person is he wants to have children. He has a desire to have children, and he trusts with his heart that there will come a day when a Kodesh Baruch Hu will redeem him with the Yeshua and have rachamim with him and give him children. Ein hechra it's not imperative for mikoch betochoynoi who yizge lezer shokayamo. Just because he has the tochen that Hashem loves him and cares for him, that there's going to come this day where he's going to have children, it's not imperative that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give him children. Who says that his job in the world is to be involved in bringing up children? We don't know what his job is. Some people's job is to be involved in bringing up children, and some people's job is to be involved in bringing up children. Maybe that tafkid of having children was already done in the past. And he's in this Gilgul, he's in this incarnation to fix up something else in his in his world, not necessarily to have children. But you can't take away his yearning and desire and his heart that wants to have children. The midas betochen zu ha'adam mashvim im kol mashi yov alav aboyer vein tovu vein ra ki yodei hu she'ein ra be'etzim v'gam dov anir kara hu letovasoi. This midas betochen is that a person understands that everything that comes from him is coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and even that which appears to be bad is not bad, and everything that even not appears to be bad is for his good. Okay, so those are the two shittas of the Tochen. We don't claim to understand them, we don't claim to have them clearly defined, but those are the two, the Gedorim, the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Chosef Halavavos, that if a person will reach a certain level, whatever he wants, whatever he asks for, he will get, irrespective of whether it's good or bad for him. The second shitta is not, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will only give you what's good for you, which means whatever you get, even though it's not what you want, it's for your good. Those are the two sibot, the two causes of what's called tranquility, shalva. And let's go a little bit further. Let's go a little bit deeper. Usually, in this yeshiva, we usually look at the Gemara and then the Rishonim. Yeah, we just look at the Rishonim, now we're going to look at the Gemara. So a little bit back to front. Shtei ashitos halalu makayin b'sugya achas, hanishnis b'talmud b'shtei giyosos. These two shittas are in the same sugya, in two different geases in the Gemara. The kachem divrei Gemara v'masechta Sanhedrin das samich zayin amid beis. Hayitete dehavaka mahadera lemishkol afra mitoisi kariya derebichanina amalo. Im mitzias yes zila avidi ein oid milvado kativ. What's the Gemara saying? Yeah, there was this woman that. That came to the lotion of weighing dust. I should have done my homework, eh? I wouldn't mind if there's one here. Where's it?
Yeah, it's better one there. Yeah, that's too.
No, I can't do it. I'm too old for it.
Yeah.
The Chanina would be which?
Thank you.
There was basically the Gemara is clearing what the limitations, the Gedorim of the Pasuk Einod Milvadai. There is nothing other than Hashem, right? So Amar Rabbi Chanina said, Avilu Ladova Ksofim, even for witchcraft things, right? Even someone doing witchcraft on you, you have to know that that too is Einod Milvadai, that's also Hashem. So the Gemara brings a case, Hahi Itata the Havas Kamahadu Lamishko Afra Mitoisi Karia. The Rabbi Chanina. I'm not sure exactly what the translation is, that she was going to do some sort of witchcraft to hurt Rabbi Chanina. So maybe to weigh up the ashes or whatever, some kind of witchcraft to hurt Rabbi Chanina. Amar lo, he said to her, Im yisyayes zili avidi, go do whatever you want, einod milvadoi. Because if you can do whatever you want, you can't harm me, whatever's going to come, he's coming from Hashem, you can't do anything to me. What are you going to do to me? So the Gemara, any is that so? Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, lama nikra shemen miksofim makhishin? Why is the oil of witchcraft, whatever that is, why is that called a makhishin? Why is that called a what's the word, a damager, like some kind of a plague or whatever, some sort of a mazik? It's machish the heavenly hosts or whatever. So what's the shani Rabbi Chanina the nafisha is a chusi. Rabbi Chanina was different because he had a meritorious nefesh. He was on a higher level. He was on a level where you're right. The average person should be aware of these things because it can cause damage to him. But Rabbi Chanina was on a much higher level and therefore this couldn't damage him. I know my brother even my success for him. Take dirt on his feet or whatever. It's a term of causing damage, yeah, some kind of witchcraft or whatever you would sort of stick. So let's just see what he says, yeah? Mahadra. She threw the Mishkal to weigh Afra Mitoisi Kriya Drib Chanina. Below his father or whatever. Amala, it is a Zilu Avida, Ainod Mavokasi. Rashi Mafarasham. שמקשיפה אחת לא תעשה לקחת אף המתחת רגלה של רבי חנינה כדאי לעשות לו מייסים כסופים. He wanted to take dust from under רבי חנינה's feet in order to do מייסים כסופים, in order to do witchcraft. וכך אמר רבי חנינה, אם יזיע את מילתיכו, אם את תצליחי לעשות את לי מייסים כסופים, עושי. If you will manage to do witchcraft deeds on me, then go for it. You want to turn me into a frog, then turn me into a frog. If that's what you're going to do, do it. Ein oid milvado ksiv. It's written in the Pasuk, Ein oid milvado, there's nothing other than Hashem, Klaima. Ima makim chafetz bi, lo tichle laharali. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu finds favor in me, you're not going to be able to hurt me. Vim kain tislichi laharali. Mi ito is barach yot sadova v'ani makabloi. It's like Rashi. If you will succeed in doing me damage with your witchcraft, well then that's what Hashem wanted and I accept that. That's great. It means either way, I'm not really worried about you. Because first of all, Hashem doesn't want you to harm me, you're not. And if you do harm me, it's a sign that Hashem wanted me to harm. That means that's for my good. That's the best thing that could have happened. That's Ein Od Milvadai. The figure Suzu, Rabbi Chanina Heshiv Loisa Machsefa, according to this version, Rashi's version, Rabbi Chanina answered the witch, כי אפילו אם היא תצליח בכספיה מאיתו יתברך יצא דובר. Even if you'll succeed in your witchcraft, that's coming from Hashem. והוא מקבל, and I accept it. וכלושן רשי בפירוש הפוסוק, בפירוש הפוסוק. תומים תהיה, that's the פוסוק רשי says of תומים תהיה. מה שיובה עליך קבל, ותמימוס, whatever comes upon you, accept with wholeness. But the chayne show Rabbi Chanina, תתבטא בכך שהוא ידע שגם אם היא תצליח בקשיפיה, ובתוך רבי חנינא was an expression that even if that he knew that even if she would be able to hurt him with the witchcraft, הכל בו במינס ברף הדוב והוא לטובות. This came from Hashem and it's from our good. לומד זאת עיסא מייסא הוא במסכת הסחולין. The Gemara is brought down in Masechta Schulim, the Zayin Amad Beis. Now that's why I learned the Gemara, not in Sanhedrin. The Gias Ashrein Amad, Vizela Ashrein Amad Gemara Sham, I eat it the Havas Kamahadra, the Mishkal Afra, Mitoise Kariya, the Rabbi Chanina. Amar lo Shkuli, lo Mistiae Militicho, Ein Oed Mavada Kasiv. Those four words are different. He says Shkuli, instead of, Im Mistiae Zili Avidi. Yeah, he says, Shkoili. Lo mistaye liticho. I'm not concerned about your.
Yeah, he says, Shkoili. Before he
didn't say Shkoili. He didn't say Shkoili, yeah. If he gives a zoo, Chivasa Shobi Chanina Aisa, Lo mistaye liticho. Ki ain't oid novado. Ani batech ba kolish bochu de betochen gomo. I trust in a kolish bochu with a complete betochen. Ula kain lo tatslichi. Ah, very good. You're not gonna succeed with your witchcraft. Betochen zuhi betochen miasug harishon shiaskanu. This is the first sug that Rabbi Yoni b'chayim salavavus. There betochen vaday shlo yeradov shememene ani mityare. Kufishama lo misyasechem l'shicha. Means from you won't come any harm to me. Do what you want. You can't harm me. Because I don't want to be harmed, and if I don't want to be harmed, Hashem won't let me be harmed. The Gersin Sanhedrin, interesting what Rashi does with this Gersin. The Gersin Sanhedrin is do what you want. Because if you'll harm me with your witchcraft, so then that's what Hashem, that's also good. What's the problem? I don't mind. And if you can't harm me, you can't harm me. And if you then because Hashem will protect me. And if Hashem wants you to harm me, you'll harm me, but that's what Hashem wants, that's for the best. The second Gersin, Rabbi Chanina, is saying, do whatever you want, you can't harm me, because I don't want to be harmed. You won't be able to damage me with something that I'm mefakhir of, that I don't want to happen to me. So those are the two, the two archetypes of an approach to the tochen. Why? Because in the first place, it seems like it would take out all wrath from the world. I mean, I didn't say for Eeyore, I mean. The whole world, yeah, the side where the Eeyore was holding, which you're talking only about. The first level of the tochen, I mean, the machloikas is not as big as it looks. The machloikas is not as big as it looks. The shaliyah is who are you talking about? The Rabbeinu Yoina and whatever would agree with Rashi that for the average man in the street, the Rashi's level is what we're talking about. But there's the Rabbi Chaninas who are, you know, he's nafisha zechusi. He's on that higher level. So for him, there's this added dimension here that for him nothing can harm. But in Eov, who says in Eov is holding there? Who says Eov is holding there? Eov's got a lamb the second. Got a lamb Shit is Rashi. Shit is Rashi. Eov is Rashi. Shit is Rashi. Kuma Davidov Mani Matavavit. Comes with a favor. Those also two different Madragas, by the way. Nachum Ish Gamzu's Madragov, Gamzu the Tova is a higher level than Rabbi Kiva's Kuma Davidov Mani Matavavit. They're certainly not the same, otherwise you wouldn't have them both been quoted. The famous Gemara of Nachum Ish Gamzu, whatever used to happen to him used to say Gamzu L'Toivah. And Rabbi Akiva always used to say, the Gemara says, when everything used to happen to him used to say Komada Avid Rachman L'Tovah, but everything Hashem does is for the good. Unfortunately, we explained, there are two different levels of the Tochen. Nachum Ish Gamzu is saying, whatever happens is for the good. It never even looked bad, and he had to say that even though it looks bad, it's good. Everything always looked good to him. There wasn't a tincture of anything bad. Rabbi Akiva saw the bad in it, but he understood that even though it looks bad now, but there is a benefit, there's a good in it, which I don't see now. There's two different levels. Nachum Gamzi didn't see anything bad. It's more like the first, the Chodesh Olavavus. There is nothing bad. This is what I wanted. Hey, listen, there's about 15 kashas on each one right now. Neither of these sugars are poshut. We're going to see. Oh, good. That's what you want to find out. Where does this generation fit in? First, you have to have these soldiers. First, you have to have the Makayas and Chazal and see how they play. See how the Rishonim deal with them. And then you have to apply to our life. Any learning you do has to go through that process. You have to extract the principle that Chazal is teaching you, and you have to find a way to apply it to your life. You just learned today about an ox goring an ox. At some point, you're going to have to extract the principle that's being taught and apply it to your life. Of course. Extract learning. Even if you don't own an ox, you're going to have to find some way of applying that. Don't buy an ox.
Magic.
We're all walking around with a bit of ox in us. Adam word lo'ilam. You know? Okay. Kuf Samachay. The first heading there. Bishvil Shibotach B Hanichoy. The Kachim Dinu Chazal Yav Kishmoinim Tehillim. Maisahayu Bekislin, which I think is up on the coast. Vahayu Sham Ish Godel. Vahayu Lo Sham Bemedina. Vahayu Sham Ish Acher. There was another man. Vahayu Shreim Rehamedina Oivrim. And he was the. But he guarded the people who were going through the Medina. Motza Achsanya Echad, he found an inn. An Achsanya. Maybe is a guest. Yeah, an Achsanya. Achsanoi, maybe. The Achsanya is the hotel. The Achsanoi, maybe, is the visitor. Tafsu, and he caught him. He arrested him. Amalehem. Hanichoini ben beisoy shel melechani. Leave me alone. I am a ben beisoy of the melech. I'm a what's the name?
I think it's the Shomri Hamedina, the people who were in charge of watching the Medina were passing by, and they found Matso Asanoi. They found a certain person who wasn't from the Medina,
and they caught him.
Right.
Yeah, and he said to them, this person that they caught. That the Shomrim court said, "Leave me alone. I'm one of the king's close. I'm a ben bais of the king. I hang out with the king." Kivin Shoshamu Kain Hanichor, because they heard this, they let him go. They don't want to mess with the king's friends. Shoshamru Adaboka, and they guarded him until the morning. The boy Kaviu Etzloi Amrulo Ben Baischem Matzanu Emes. So they came to the king. They brought him to the king, and they said. One of your household, that's the word I'm looking for, one of the members of your retinue, we found last night. Amalo, Bni Atamakiroti. My son, do you recognize me? Amalo, love? He said, no, I don't recognize you. Amalo, Vaichata Ben Basi. So, how'd you become a member of my household? You know, how'd you become my son? Amalo, the Vakashimimcho. Any ben beischa, I ask apologies. I'm not a ben bais of yours. You're right. I'm not part of your household. And a bechor betachti, but in you I trust. She amlo amati kach hayu machinoisi. She amati kach hayu machinoisi. Because if I didn't say it, they would have given me blows. They would have beaten me up. Your gods would have beaten me up. Amalo bishvil shivoteach bi anicho. Because you trusted in me, I'm going to let you go. The king said, "Kach David amar elakai b'cha b'tochti." David Amar said, "My God, in you I trust. Bishvil shivotochti b'och. Because Hashem says, because you trusted in me, al yalatzu oyveili." Sorry, David says, because I trusted in you, don't allow my enemies to overwhelm me. This guy got caught hanging around, whatever, loitering, I don't know. The guards cuffed him. They were going to beat him up. They said, hold on a second, I'm from the king's, one of the king's close, I'm in with the king, you better be careful. So they looked after him, they didn't beat him up, whatever, they looked after him. They were being in front of the king. The king says, hey, I don't know you, who are you? He says, you know, apologies, your honor, but I trusted in you. I trusted in you that if I didn't say, had I not said that you were, that I was from your household, your guards would have, who knows what they would have done to me. The king says, because you trusted in me, you trusted in my chesed, because you had faith in who I was, I'm going to let you go. The inference from this Yalkut, the Midrash, is that in the merit of the betochen, Adam Bitzal, Afal Pisha Einu Ben Baiser Shalomelech, Lo Megeh Lo Chanina. This guy didn't deserve to not get beaten up. He was waiting. He wasn't supposed to be around. There was a curfew. He wasn't supposed to be out at night. So there was a reason they would beat him up. I don't know what. Strangers in the land or whatever. He didn't have his passport or whatever. He didn't deserve to. He wasn't a Ben Bais of the Melech or whatever. But because he trusted in the king, even though he's not worthy of the king's mercy, he gets the king's mercy. That's the mashmoy.
What exactly was his trust?
Yeah, that the Yalkut doesn't say. Ela b'chol b'tochti, I trusted in you. Probably I trusted in you that if they would bring me to you, and I've always been a loyal member of your whatever it is, you know, always trusted in you and then followed your ways or whatever. Don't know. Good question.
Simply trusted that if they brought me to you, then you
would do what you're doing.
Yeah. That you have the things that allow them not to beat me up.
Oh. The power of the betochen creates, so to speak, the chesed that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My betochen in Hashem is sort of goyrem the chesed. So the obvious question is why? But do all your betochen megia Yeshua? Just because I trust in you, so then I can do whatever, I can get away with murder, and you're always going to look after me. Why betochen? Say, look, I kept all your mitzvahs. I gave stocker. I was, whatever. I always davened 3 times a day. When people were speaking horribly about you, I jumped up and said, no. Why betochen? Why does betochen cause such an incredible reaction of unlimited chesed? We need to understand in the first hitter that holds that it's the betochen that causes the yitzur and the atzala. Why does a person get what's not deserving of it? Why does a person get what he doesn't deserve? Just because you trust in Hashem, you get what you don't deserve. It's like a yotim. It's out of the system. This is something that takes you out of the normal realm of out of the normal system. Nivayas that tshuva b'moshul. Let's understand a moshul. Yeah, mitoich metare lishba es ha'edim. From the goal to matara lishava es ha'edim, to break the ear. That figure of speech means. Let's actually get us to hear what's being said. Yelet cotton, the shoivov, imats la'atzmoy, tachviv, likfot mim koimel shuvui. There was one little wild kid, little billy goat kind of kid, and he has this this nasty habit of, he always jumps from high places. Jumps off roofs, you know, you ever do that when you're a kid, you know, jump off roofs, you know, you jump off a higher tree. Okay. He's tame. Aron gevur b'miuchat. So one day he comes to the top of the cupboard, one of the wardrobes, one of the high wardrobes, the highest wardrobe in the house. Umodiel la'aviv, and lets his father know. Ki him is kaven likfot me aron. What's Abba? I'm gonna jump. Yeah. So what? Flat. Yeah. What happens when? Yeah. His father warns him, you better get down there now. Nice healthy behavioral instruction, right? Because because he's very worried about the splat, the damage that's going to happen to his child. Kumakiris avoto shalavi, Allah. The son recognizes the love that the father has for him, and he knows that his father is not going to let him fall and damage himself. Right? What's the father going to do? Let him jump and not catch him? What are you going to do? The father doesn't have a choice here. His hands are tied. What can the father do? He's got to go there, cut on him, and he's got to grab hold of it. Ulam yachadim zoyis lefamim olu la'av le'anish es b'noi al hitna gudzu. But sometimes the father has to give a child a punishment for this behavior, with him climbing up on the cupboard. But you see, the father's hands tied. He doesn't have a choice. The kid shouldn't be up there, and he deserves to splat. What's the father going to do? Stand back and watch his kid, you know, jump to a conclusion? I mean, that's not going to happen. He's forced to go and save the kid, even though the kid doesn't deserve to be saved. He deserves a good hiding. But isn't there a chnita levayat inyan abetochet? This we can understand the inyan abetochet. Yudishu b'tach b'Hashem sheyase es atoy v'avure. The Jew who trusts that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does good for him. L'goydo avet Hashem alav. The greatness of the love that Hashem has for him. Hulo aniach lo lipol. You're not going to let me fall. Hashem loves me. Why is he going to let me fall? Eliyten lo es kol asher shel. He's going to give me whatever I want, that I shouldn't fall. Sharei ba'akvu izveiz humaz niach es darcho yishtadlus. Varei hu ke yeled akrifit min ha'oren ha'gavur. At this juncture, he sort of lets go. He's mazniach. He lets go. He sort of what's the word? He lets go. Whatever of the ways of ishtadlus, and he's like a child. He's going to jump from the ha'ara. The kach gam kan b'schusa b'toch nashim yisbach yatsi lo yisoy ulam ha'ole le'an yishal kach. You might get a clap for doing such a thing. You might get a punishment for doing such a thing. Menashe, we'll see. Menashe was the greatest Rosha that ever lived, and proved this point. The Midrash is talking about Menashe. Afilu Rosha Chesed Habotech Hashem Chesed Yisavayim. Even though Menashe Akoshbo, he did tshuva and Akoshbo who saved him or whatever, the shitter that holds that he was ain't chaylik l'olam haba. He was still punished. You come with a chutzpah like that, you get punished, even though you get saved. Good for time.
Good.
6:50.
Tom.
Ah, please, Ain Sofik, Shemedragus. Oh, sorry. But do a little pierce the line of a beer reminded me to have a talk. That's a very good question, yeah?
Are you
trying to fight
the
guy,
the
little boy
that jumped off the
iron
to the
guy
that was caught by the
soldiers? The king there had a choice. I'm not trying to do anything, I'm just trying to understand what's written here.
Is he trying to.
Well, they had a choice as well. Yes, he did. So, I mean, the king had a choice. The king could have said, take this guy away from him and give him a good beating. Father could have said, listen, the only way this kid's going to learn, okay, well, let's apply this model to the second level of the Tochen. Let's take Rashi. Well, how would Rashi deal with this kid? How does Rashi's level of the Tochen deal with this kid? Rashi's shitta is that the Tochen means that whatever happens is for the good. You fall and bump your head, big kiss from Hashem. You're about to fall and Hashem stops you from falling, same kiss from Hashem as when you fell and bumped your head. It's all Hashem. Everything happens for the good. So the kid's up on the cupboard, and the father knows there's going to be times where I'm not going to be here, and the kid's going to fall off, and he's going to land on the floor with a broken leg, and he's going to lie there, and he's going to die, because no one's going to come and help him. So I'm going to teach him a lesson once and for all. What I am here, that if you jump off the cupboard, you fall and break your leg. Yeah? No, but I'm going now. So he falls, he breaks his leg, and I take him to the hospital and get him fixed up. He'll never jump off the cupboard again, because when he tells me, I'm not going to be there, he's going to fall off the cupboard and he'll die.
Well, the punishment will come after that you'll catch him and then give him a good...
That's going to happen even according to the first shit in the prayer. Even according to the first shit, a person can like we saw with Manasseh. Even though Hashem saved him and whatever. The Malachim, you understand, by Manasseh, the Malachim had closed all the Shari Shamayim. Tfilas couldn't get through in order for Hashem to help him. And Hashem dug a special tunnel and went and saved Manasseh.
Not as effective as that method.
Huh?
Not as effective. More effective to let someone, fall in.
Yeah, but not if the kids get...
That's what I'm saying.
Where does the marshal end? So I'm saying, let's say, break a leg. The father can. I mean, the father has the bechira. The father has the bechira to say, you know, let's talk about a guy who's holding his face. You know, hold on a second. Much better the kid should fall down, break his leg, than fall tomorrow and kill himself. So the fact that he fell down and broke his leg, that's the best thing that could happen to this kid. Because if he fall down and break his leg, he was going to die. You understand? That's the second shitter of Rashi. The first shitter of Rashi is no, you don't have a choice. The first shitter, the Chavis of God shitter is, like you're saying, the father has no choice to save the kid. That's it. The kid trusts in his father, and the kid puts his complete and total dedicated trust in his father. That's the answer. He has to catch you. Even though there might be more benefit in letting you fall and break your leg, even though it's not good for you to fall and break your leg now, because tomorrow you're going to, you know, the kid's going to fall again when daddy's not there, when he's going to kill himself. Doesn't matter. You have to listen to.
I'm asking that on the son of the soldier and the king and the guest.
Yeah.
That marshal doesn't fit into this marshal or into Hashem.
Of course it does.
Why
does it
fit
into Hashem? Why not?
Because
it's
not
Hashem,
not just more than given our parents, and therefore, even if we stray, he's going to still love us the same. And this king,
that's not the point. The point you're saying is that even if it's not good for me, but if I've reached a certain level of betochen, Hashem has to do my will even though it's not good for me. That's the level of betochen you're talking about. I agree, the Mishpalim don't stem too good. It's a Yalkut, it's a Midrash.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, the Yalkut there is bringing out first of all, you have to understand that the Yalkut's coming to prove one thing, and the marshal of the kid's coming to prove something else. They're not superimposed over each other. The Yalkut's coming to show a connection between betochen and the response. Because I have betochen, you'll save me.
No.
That's the Chavis Shalav Avos. According to Rashi, you can have as much betochen as you want. I'm not going to save you because it's not good for you. So the Yalkut seems to be leaning towards the Shittas Radiyayin and the Chavis Shalav Avos. Because of that's its premium, the connection between, because I trusted in you, that's why you'll save me. It's a passage from David HaMelech. That's why you won't let my enemies get hold of me. Yeah? The marshal of the kid is trying to show why the tochen should create such a response from the father to the son. That I don't see so clearly. I don't see from the marshal so clearly that the son's the tochen, that his father won't let him fall. That's what's stopping the father from letting him fall. The father won't let him fall because he loves his kid. He doesn't want him to get hurt. The kid could not trust in the father at all. The father would still catch him. The kid could think, I'm going to jump and there's no way in a million years my dad will catch me, right? And his father will still catch him. He's not catching him because of the kid on the cupboard. He's catching him because he doesn't want to see his kid getting hurt. Why is the father responding in such a loving way? It's nothing to do with the kid's betochen. That's what I don't understand.
Maybe it's just the kid's overall peace of mind that he knows he's not gonna.
Could be because he's so because the kid's so helpless and has no one else to trust him. So because that's why you love your kids. You love your kids because you love your kids. You know, he's a nudnik and he's independent and he has blood in the car, but you still love him. You don't save him because he trusts you, and he, you know, you get a call from the cops to go bail him out. You don't bail him out because he's trusting you to bail him out. You know, you bail him out because you because you're a fool. No, once had that one such. Some friends of ours took their father's car, whatever. It was very common in those days, whatever. Took their father's car. And they were heading towards Cape Town. They ran out of money, so they tried to sell the spare wheel at the petrol station, you see. It was a little bit dodgy, so they called the cops. The cops arrested them because they saw it wasn't their car, whatever. So they phoned the one guy's father. He was a very cool guy. He was a madman, absolute man. He was a lawyer. Very mm-hmm. special guy. So he said to the cops, he said, listen, I don't care what it costs or whatever, but just keep him there for a week. I'll come bail them out in a week.
Oh.
Just feed him whatever, I'll pay, I'll keep the cost or whatever, just keep him there for a week. I'll get them out in a week.
Really?
No way. Yeah, no, he came a week later and bailed them out.
Oh my.
That's a clever father. That's a good father.
That's a cool daddy in South Africa.
That's a good father. Let me do it, but that's
they didn't try to jump in that
side.
No, that's a good father. That's a good father. That's a loving, kind father. Get the message across. Funny stories. Okay, whatever. That's never happened in London that a father had to go bail his kid out of the stealing the father's car.
I don't think.
Kept him there for a week.
I think my dad would have been there for a week.
Always threatened
to
do that. I can hear my dad doing something like that, and my mother wouldn't have let him. So the funny is, how did mom?
But that's mother-in-law. Wasn't
there.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Mom thought they were in Cape Town with a car. Eh?
Did you take the car?
Alright, where are we now? Oh, so the question is, why did the Torah just explain to me what the Tochan is? When we're learning at Hilchos B'Tochan, it's one of the most important things that in a person's life. From Machlokes in Gesed in two obscure Gemaras, the Rabbi Chanina and the witches. Why do you say, you know, Ezehu B'Tochan, you know, my Chanukah? And it explains what's Chanukah, my B'Tochan, and explains to me a clear definition. What's the problem? Why are we all hidden? Ein Sofek, Shemadregus B'Tochan, Lefi Ashita Ashnia, Nefshevet Shemadregus Chassidus, Gevur Yosef. There's no doubt that the level of the Tochan, according to Rashi, is considered a very, very high level. We're talking Midas Chassidus here, we're talking a very high level. V'hinei Yehudi Oymed al Pashas Drochim v'neshayles ha-shayla. Person stands at the crossroads and he asks himself for following shayla. Ketzad yinaeg l'maisa. How am I supposed to behave now? Mahi derech ha-betochan ha-nidreshes m'men. What's the level of the Tochan asked of me in this situation? The Pella is that Chazal never gave us any clear foundations of understanding, something that goes to the most basic foundations of our religion. Okay? No one gave over into our hands any clear understanding of how we're supposed to behave l'maisa. There's no clear gedorim, there's no shulchan aruch. Hilchos B'Tochan, you open it up, you know, shchita, you can find and how to make tefillin and etc. 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 Yeah, the most detailed things, how to tie your shoelace, how to wash your hands, everything there spelt out very nicely. B'Tochan, which is poshut, the yosoda yosodas of all our of everything we live our lives, and nobody says anything. What are you supposed to do? We have to stop there. The Sefer Meshes Chochma al Apotuk who brought to Dabek his Akev of Shaila Zeh v'Yeshev Oiseh v'Zeh L'Shoina. He asks this question and he answers it like this. Ah, it's beautiful. Amnam Ledaiti says, however, according to my understanding, he mitzvah practice. This is a very personal mitzvah. Kolelis kol anshei ha'uma, that includes all the people of the nation. Kol echad lifi erchoi. Each person according to his level. It's sitting very nicely with the sefer we've been learning up to now. V'zeh ma shelo metzanu b'toyre rak remozim alei. That's why in the Torah you only find remozim. You find hints to it. You find general ideas. Vezuhu inyan abatochen shehafli Yirmiyahu v'kalal kol asher sham bosa zeruah. V'dovid b'kol taloisov ochos bo v'omo. V'ashem b'tachti, etc. I don't know if he brought to Yirmiyahu for whatever. Okay, let's just push on. Yisrael b'tach b'ashem. V'yishaya omo b'tachti b'ashem adayad. V'inyan ki yesh b'tochen moisrei. Ki b'tochen ha'am ha'botech b'hamelech shiidai l'machsoiro. V'yesh b'tochen tevi. There's a b'tochen that a person has a messiah. He knows that this king is a very loving king who cares for his people. That's a betochen mesayri. And then there's what's called a betochen tevi, a natural betochen. Isha habotechas b'vayla ki yidai b'kol mischayre. You have a woman who trusts in her husband. So then she's a mesayri. That's a tevi of a woman. The yes betochen yosachazak. There's a betochen even stronger than that. Ki betochen aben ba'aviv amelech. Yidai b'adoi. The son who fathers the king. You know, this king's the father's looking out for him. The same as he looks after his own matters, he's always looking after his son. Kol eilan yonim nikbetsu etzal Hashem Yisbarach. Hu makeinu hu avinu im keinu yoshienu. Depends on your relationship with the person that you're having trust in. That will determine what kind of trust you're going to have. You can't. Okay, well, actually, we'll do this properly tomorrow. The Mesech Chochma is a pel ploima. Betochen is a very personal thing. Often the question has been asked, you know, how much should a person work? How much should a person learn? How much should a person, what have I always said? It's a very personal question. But it depends. Depends on your situation, depends on how you're holding, depends on what your relationship is. Depends. The matter is a very, very personal question. So it's not telling you have to work it out. It's a very personal question. I'll give a few more. This is not the. This is something well worth.